And we start with the previous Sunday, if you've become accustomed to that by now. Sunday, June 12th, it's the final game of a three-game set versus Durham, the first series of this season-long 10-game homestand for the Iron Pigs, and the final game before one of their few off days this year. And after winning the first two games and exploding for 16 runs on Saturday, it wasn't the Pigs' Pats that got it done. It was the Durham Bulls, led by a former Iron Pig.
Bases loaded, two outs, pitch on way, swung on and launched. Away, back out to left field. Williams is back, and that ball's gone. A grand slam by former Iron Pig J.P. Arancibia. And it's 4-0 Durham.
That came in the top of the first inning. Little did we know that is all the Bulls would need, as Lehigh Valley goes on to score 3-1 in the second on a Cedric Hunter home run, and then 2 in the fifth inning. But the Bulls score 10 on 12 hits, win the final game of the three-game series, 10-3 over the Pigs. So Monday the off day, then Tuesday the start of a three-game series versus the G Braves of Gwinnett, the final three games between Lehigh Valley and Gwinnett this year. And it was quite the interesting game, as Gwinnett carried a 6-2 lead into the ninth inning until the Pigs turned around their fortunes.
Winning run on first. It'll be a 3-2 to Stassi Ramirez. Deal swung on and hammered. It is going to be a base hit. It drops down and rolls to the right field corner. One run's in. A second run's going to score. They're going to send around the third run. Here comes snap. Here comes the throw to the plate. The slide. It is not in time. A walk-off three-run double for Stassi. Stay classy, Brock Stassi, a game-winning three-run double, part of what was a five-run bottom of the ninth inning. Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly in walk-off fashion, 7-6. Holy Toledo.
Five runs in the ninth is the largest ninth inning comeback in franchise history. The start of a big week for Brock Stassi, who's only continuing a hot stretch. He has now hit safely in 14 of his last 18, batting .322 during that span. 7-6, Pigs win it in the first game of the three-game series. The first walk-off win of the week for Lehigh Valley, who followed it up with a 7-5 win the next night over Gwinnett to take the series. Big game for J.P. Crawford. Three hits, reached safely all four times, scored two runs. That ties his AAA record for most hits in a ballgame. Then to Thursday, where the walk-off story came back to fruition once again. A 1-1 game into the 11th inning.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom 11. The pitch on the way to Knapp, swung on and served left field. It is a base hit over the leap of the third baseman Ruiz. It's down into the corner. Barris scores. Knapp walks off. Pigs sweep the G-Braves by the final of 2-1. And they sweep and go back to eight games above 500. How do you like that? Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly.
And as the late, great Yogi Berra once said, deja vu all over again, because the next night, the start of a new four-game set versus the Bisons of Buffalo, the first time in 3 weeks the Pigs playing in North Division action, also went tied to the 11th inning. This time it was a 4-4 game.
And from the first base side, he will kick and deal. The pitch is swung on and drilled into the right center field gap. Leg dive doesn't make the play. This may end it. Perkins is at third. He's being waved around. Perkins is going to score. Hunter is the hero. And the Pigs walk off again. Pigs have walked off on back-to-back nights. Three of the last four games. And they win it behind Hunter's heroics.
A sixth walk-off win of the year for Lehigh Valley. They've now won four in a row with the win versus the three versus Gwinnett and the first win versus Buffalo. All four of them, the Pigs, had to come from behind to do it. So, to Saturday, yesterday's action, The only day-night doubleheader of the year at Coca-Cola Park, only allowed one in minor league baseball per year. And the Pigs' bats quieted down because it was one stellar performance from Buffalo starter.
Hutchinson looks at second and deals to two to Stassi. The pitch is cut on it. Missed strike three, slider low and in, and Stassi swings through it. The 10th strikeout of the day for Drew Hutchinson, likely on the final pitch he will throw. Really good outing.
Hutchinson allows just four hits, no runs, those 10 strikeouts to one walk. The only time the Pigs ever threatened versus Hutchinson came back in the first inning when Nick Williams tripled with two outs and stranded at first. Lehigh Valley eventually scores a run in the ninth inning as Taylor Featherston singled home David Lowe. But the only run was too little too late. Buffalo defeats Lehigh Valley 3-1. That was the first time this year in game number four between the Buffalo Bisons and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs not decided by one run. So we break for a couple hours and then do it again at night, where after being stymied in game number one, the bats came alive in game number two.
Now the 2-0 swung on, drilled right center field. This one's going to get down. A double rally for Lehigh Valley. Williams scores easily. Ruff makes it four consecutive doubles. He's the diamond in the rough. He's got two of them and three RBIs, and the Pigs have opened up a 6-1 lead against Scott Diamond.
All four doubles and all three runs in the second inning all come with two outs. The Pigs also scored three in the first, that propelling Lehigh Valley to a 10-4 blowout win over Buffalo. So at least a split of the four-game set with the Bisons earned. That makes it a 5-2 week for the Pigs, a week that included a four-game winning streak. They're now 7-2 on this season-long 10-game homestand, and with a win today, can go 8-2. Lehigh Valley has never won eight games in a homestand in franchise history. Final game of the four-game set, final game of the homestand, coming up in a bit. Lehigh Valley and Buffalo.